Let's go.
I don't know what I took. All I know.
Mix Kings.
That I'm hurt. 24 hours got me seeing blue dragons. Innie got me speaking different language. Thinking about the world, now my mind go tragic. Thinking about the world, now my mind go tragic. Turn it up so high right now. I don't think that I'll ever come down, cause this feels better to me than anybody reality.
Miss 5678 Dances Report Podcast. What up, y'all? This is Miss 5678, and you're tuning in to the Dancers Report. I'm live at the Bring the Hype Dance Competition and Workshops and Masterclasses, man. This is, it's so cool to see all these judges here teaching their classes and shaping these young artists and dancers here. But we are with one of Majorette's favorite ladies. She's amazing in Vogue. Like, Vogue It Down, Read You, Kitty Cat Boom Boom, Kit Kit Cat 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 Cat. Like, killed it yesterday. Whoever got to see her was blessed. I know I was. And you know I love me a good Vogue and a good whack, okay? Without further ado, tell the people who you are.
My name is Pandora West.
Hey. Where are you from? Dallas?
No, I'm from Ohio.
Ohio. See, okay, let me... So those who don't understand the culture of what you do, can you kind of give them the whole rundown?
I do like voguing. Well, my original background is hip hop, and then I went from hip hop to drill team and dancing in high school, and now I vogue.
And now she don't just vogue, she vogues. Okay, man, listen. So, all right. So before we get started, I do a self check, and the self check is like basically to sort of check in our mood. Because we don't check in where we are, mind, body, spirit, and all that stuff. So I would say, I'll kick it off for you. So what I usually ask is, one thing that made you happy today, one thing that made you mad, sad, or bothered, or indifferent. So for me today, I say, like I said, I find joy in the simplest things. Going to my favorite coffee shop after church and having breakfast, that was like joyful because I hadn't seen them in a while. So everybody was like, hey, where you been at? You know, been busy, haven't been able to do it. And just spend the time with my daughter because she's 13 and it's hard to sit her still and have time where we actually just have QT. So that was one thing that made me happy. And then I don't think I had anything that made me sad, mad, bothered, or indifferent, which is okay to, because on an average day, I'm good with, you know, usually one thing that make you mad, but not today. What was one thing that made you happy today and one thing that made you mad, sad, bothered, or indifferent?
Happy to be have woken up and be, like, just experiencing a great weekend, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, so, I had fun this whole entire weekend, so it was a lit situation, so...
Yeah.
I think that was my happy moment for the whole entire weekend. I really don't have anything indifferent. The only thing, if I had to say anything, is just going through TSA and going through checking.
We all feel that way. TSA, we don't mean it. We ain't going to give you no airtime on here, but whatever. Y'all know how y'all be doing us, making us take off our shoes and everything. It's aggravating. Especially a belt. We don't want to take it off.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, they took my mace last week, when I had to go to L.A.
Really?
From Boston, they took my pepper spray and I had to go buy it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't like that part either.
Yeah.
I be walking late, so I be with my Pickney. For those who don't know what Pickney is children, your daughter. So when I'm walking with her late after teaching a class or something, I need my pepper spray.
Yeah.
Just in case something happens.
Yeah, you never know.
And they're like, ma'am, you cannot take that with you.
Yeah, they took my eye solution because it had...
What?
Yeah, they took my eye solution because it was the good, like the really like intense eye solution.
Oh, yeah, and it had something in it?
Yeah, it had peroxide in it.
Oh, they were like, no, absolutely not.
But I don't understand why, I mean...
Eye solution.
Whatever do with some peroxide, blind somebody.
I mean, I would hope it would be a terrorist on a plane that you could do that with if you needed to.
Right.
You would want to keep some sort of weaponry, something. I don't know. But TSA, we appreciate you trying to secure us, but we also, you know, it's a hate-love relationship.
Yeah.
So who is Pandora's? Like, who are you in dance? Like, what would you say you are in our culture, and how would you describe you?
I am, I don't know, honestly, like, because it just depends. I feed off emotion. Like, when I dance, it's all emotion. So, it could be happy, it could be sad, it could be rage, it could be anything, you know? It's all about the intensity of how I'm feeling, you know?
Well, how did you get started in, like, when did you first start dancing?
I've been dancing since I was a kid. Like, like, it's always been the rhythm of the beat is like in tune into my soul, so
it's
kind of like, I don't know,
it's a part of you.
It's who I am.
Now what would you say your culture is in your dance background?
Can you read the question again? I'm sorry.
Like what would you say your culture is? I'll kick it off for you too, so you can kind of get what I mean. And what's your dance background? So for me, my culture background is Caribbean.
And
my mother is from Antigua, but my father is Black and Cuban. But we celebrate mainly our Caribbean side. So the dance culture for me was a lot of Caribbean
music.
So calypso and dancehall reggae.
Yeah, I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now it's soca because calypso does not exist as much as it used to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that real fast. You know what I mean? And now we're blending all the different genres, which, you know, the elders will be annoyed with that because it's like, no, don't blend the music. But then you have...
It's like, don't blend the music.
You know what I'm saying? But then you have all the new folks, you know, out here. They're like, blend it. Afrobeat and dancehall and soca and this. Like, so... this is my daughter. I say hello.
Hi.
Hello, Missy. Back it up. That's little Miss 5678 coming over here. She's dancing. So what would you say your culture is in your dance background?
To be honest, funny story. So I feel like my culture rootly is more of like the Caribbean side. Because like when...
What?
Yeah, so, no, seriously, because like when I listen to music and I listen to a lot of the songs I like or anything that has to do with, like Caribbean music, it sends me to a place, you know? It sends me to a place.
So had I known that and I didn't have to minister today, we would have went somewhere where they do dance on soca.
Yeah.
But y'all, you know, next time, that means you have to come back to Boston.
Yeah, definitely. I actually have, in the Boston, I have house members here.
You do?
Yeah, they live there. I'll definitely be back up here.
Have you gone to Glass before?
Mm-mm.
So Glass is right next to I'm not even going to tell y'all where I live. Never mind. I ain't none of y'all business. Glass is close by, you know what I'm saying? I can get to it. But Glass is where we do some of the voguing and some of our family members. So... the gentleman that had like the blue sweatshirt on and the leather coat, he be at Glass and like he runs it. He's one of the he works there.
Oh, okay.
So he brings all the guys and the dolls and everybody over there. He kills it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see it when we leaving out. When we get to see them going off in there. So you have people that live out here, so you could come out here.
Yeah,
anytime.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, good. What would you say is your specialty or your technique?
When it comes to, like, dance, honestly, I'm more of a beat catcher. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can listen. Like, if I really concentrate on a beat, I can listen to it and catch it. And
play make, with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, for me, it's like when you're dancing, you tell a story.
Yeah.
But it's also about manipulating the music with your gestures and your hands. It's like almost miming to music.
Yeah, you know? I agree. Now, what's been some part of your struggle in dance? Like, has it been the money? Has it been, you know, the gigs? Has it been, you know, the artist? Has it been relationships? Has it been the location of where you are? Because I would say this, and as an example, we live in Boston, and a lot of the times, a lot of people don't know that we have a huge dance scene here, which we do. You get to see it because you're here. You know what I mean? But sometimes we get a little, not so much overlooked, but just like not considered. And so the dancers from here either branch off. They don't see a need here, which there is a huge need. So they'll go to like LA or they go to Atlanta. They used to have, Block South. And I don't know if that exists anymore. But then, you know, you had New York where they got MSA, they got Block, and they have different agents that service the dancers. Whereas in Boston, there's no agent here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, what? So what? when I say location, that's what I mean. Like, it's hard. We usually have to travel out of here to, you know, get the work or get training outside of the training we already know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I feel like that, too, because I'm from, like I said, I'm from Ohio, and I live in New York now.
One time it was cold. You hear me?
Ohio?
What?
Yeah,
Ohio's
cold.
You drove from Texas all the way to Boston because we were leaving Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to cut through there. Let me tell y'all something about Ohio, okay? Y'all think it's cold in Boston? You better have a coat.
See?
You're not gonna live long and have a little small coat in Ohio, especially during winter season. You're gonna die. So was it you live in New York now?
Yeah.
How do you like that? Shout out to New York.
I like it. I really do. It's different. But I came to New York with a purpose. You know, I don't only dance, I do hair, and I'm currently like working on like my makeup, like working on doing makeup and trying to get my barber license because I really want to focus on my hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, black owned business. That's what I have to say, okay? Makeup artist, black owned business, buy the makeup and shave it. When do you think you'll release any makeup?
I have no idea. It's the process.
Okay, we ain't gonna get in your business. We're gonna wait. We'll wait. I'm lucky enough to hear it. So, and y'all got lucky enough to get this information. So in New York, so you went from Ohio to New York. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Were you afraid?
No, I kind of like, I'm more of a just jump in.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Right. So do you do any dance classes in New York now?
No.
Because you got access to all of that.
I know. You got
access to Broadway, BDC. You down by Chelsea Pier.
I know. I have so much. Like, with me just moving here and stuff like that, and me taking on a new position in the house, like in the ballroom scene, I'm an overall mother of a Kiki house.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
like, that's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. And so I would kind of put myself, I'm not saying I put my life on pause, you know, but I kind of put myself on pause for a moment just to focus on my kids. And
doing all that
kind of stuff and trying to get things situated with them, but definitely. Classes will be coming up soon.
So do you teach while you're not teaching right now?
No. I just help like my kids. Like my kids Vogue. Uh-huh. My kids Vogue. So I mostly like critique them, get them ready. Because like they're my babies. Like,
do they compete?
They compete.
Yes.
They compete in competitions and stuff.
Okay. So that's amazing. That's crazy. What's been your favorite place to travel and dance? Because that's a lot. So wait, pause for a second. Do you do the hair shows?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Bronner Brothers, Golden Scissors Awards.
She about to
smash that. I'm just saying. So good luck. Get ready. She about to come through. What's one place that you could say that you like was your favorite place to travel for dance?
Travel for dance. Might have been a lot of places.
I know. It's tough.
Honestly, I would say North Carolina.
Shout out to North Carolina. Like, that's where my dad's house is,
by the way.
I love North Carolina.
I have fun
love
in North
it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I would say about there, though, is you definitely have to have a car. You can't be walking around North Carolina. Like, where do you... I go to Raleigh-Durham area, like, because my house is about 15 minutes outside of Raleigh. So where do you, like, when you go to North Carolina, where do you like to go?
I like Charlotte.
They got food.
Yes, they do. Oh, my gosh. Is it called... Is it Charlotte? I think it's Charlotte that has Chicken Box. Is it Chicken Box?
I think so.
It might be. I think so. It's a restaurant that is in, like, I like soul food. And Charlotte has.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about that. Because you don't, like, this is the thing. All right. So not everybody can make soul food, okay? But I will say this. Every spot that I've gone to in North Carolina, they can cook everything.
Yeah, there's a diner that has white macaroni and cheese. I forgot the name of
Golden
it.
Golden Corral.
No, it's
no,
not.
No.
It's a diner in Charlotte that has.
I was getting excited. I was like, wait, is it Golden Corral?
No, but they have a good food.
I know. That's our spot. Like when my grandmother was here. Her birthday was yesterday, but she passed. But
oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's Grandma Amy. You know what I'm saying? Amy Ladson. Shout out to East 38th Street in Brooklyn. Hey, y'all know what it is.
Yes. No, you know what? My best friend, his birthday is on Tuesday. He passed a couple years ago. But shout out to him.
November's a good month for, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Scorpios.
Now, other question I have for you, too, is what would you say or to encourage dancers who want to break into the scene, like especially that are doing Vogue? Like, what's one, you know, influence that's been great on you in terms of voguing that they would, you would tell them to train with? Like, who? I mean, obviously you want to train with Pandora. Hello. But if you wanted to get your mentor, like, who was your biggest influence that you would encourage a new dancer to come and do when it comes to Vogue?
Okay, well, see, I like the old school girls. It just depends on
who
your genre. But like, when I was coming up, I watched like the Sanayas. Mm-hmm. I watched the so many Melissa, mm-hmm. Ashley, Yolanda, mm-hmm. Allura.
You know who I think of too is like when Madonna came in and like scooped up all the original Voguers.
Oh yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who I mean, like, cause their poise used to be like just the way they stand. Like, even that is a technique in itself. Like, and I think it also teaches structure and posture. Like some dancers, they don't have posture.
Yeah.
It's hard to show that unless they take like ballet or they take, you know, a contemporary or a modern, they don't know already to have
posture. Yeah.
Until they do Vogue and they know, okay, I can't do it just any kind of way. Because people will think that they're doing it, but they don't really understand the whole thing behind it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I say, like, it's evolved too.
Yes, it has.
I look at voguing from the 80s and 90s. To right now and where it's at,
and it's still going crazy.
Yeah, and then for those who don't know, voguing is considered hip hop. So just let's be clear, because people get it twisted. It's part of that culture. So, but in terms of like voguing, and who you would have your like anybody in the future coming up, where would you tell them to look in terms of balance and, like, you know, to understand the culture? Where would you tell them to train and go study?
New York.
Mm-hmm.
New York City. Because here's the thing, like, when you think of the ballroom scene and you think of Vogue, it started in New York City.
That's
so
right.
It's like, it's the eye, it's the mother of Vogue. So how can you want to be a part of a culture and not go where it originated?
That's,
you know,
right. So. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Now, I have one other question for you. Are you doing what you love?
Am I doing what I love?
Yes,
definitely. I actually been recently trying to figure out what find my purpose.
Well, I mean, you're like clearly, clearly a leader. So that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, my daughter and all the young girls who were watching, and other dancers, all just dancers in general, they're looking at you in a way that they're looking up. So that's a leadership role in itself. So that's part of your purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
I think what I would say is someone who, you know, I wouldn't say struggle with gift, because sometimes it could be a struggle. When you have a few different gifts on the table, and God goes, okay, you know what? Let me give you, I trust you with these gifts. But then sometimes we never know which one to use first. So I always tell this analogy, because, you know, the dance community didn't know I sing, because I started off as a singer, and I could dance. I happened to be a singer who could dance. And I think at one point the roles shifted, and I was getting more work in dance. And then you found out I sang. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So there's the two different communities, especially in Boston. All the old rap heads that know me, they're like, oh, yeah, here's a mic. And I'm like, no, I'm not dancing. I'm not singing today. I'm dancing. They're like, what? They have no idea that I dance. And vice versa. The dancers have no idea that I sing. So it's a weird thing. Like, I'll say all that to say, when you have a few different gifts, sometimes, you know, we could plan all we want.
Right.
We can plan all we want, but y'all be like, no. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you here and position you here, because I feel like you'll be good to use this gift. So I would say just figure out. For me, it took someone to say, Chanel, you got to reformat yourself and utilize dance first, because you'll get what you need. You'll be able to do the things you want to do in singing,
yeah,
in a different way. And what ended up happening was a lot of auditions I was going to and I was singing and stuff, they would see me dancing. They're like, oh my God, you should be dancing. And I'm like, you know, trying to be a singer, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I'm a star. But what ended up happening, like maybe 5 years later, is I ended up getting so many different, you know, dance crews who needed me to come and critique and clean up, motivate, inspire by speaking into their competition routines or their choreo and telling them, oh, switch this around, move this here, put that energy here, and that way. So mainly going around from crew to crew as the cleanup, literally. So my role is development. It has nothing to do with me trying to be a singer out here,
right,
trying to be the main dancer. No. Most of my work comes from developing people and developing artists. So, I mean, I say try to figure out what you want to do the most and where you get the most demand. Because he's going to put your feet wherever he wants you.
Right.
And you have to figure out what that gift is you got to utilize in that, when you get in that space.
Right.
So, you know, it's a good thing you have all those gifts. You know, because sometimes he'll pass people over. Like, oh, you ain't utilizing it right. Let me give it to somebody else. But you have them. So now you just have to figure out
what to do.
Right. So when you get in them spaces, you know, okay, I'm not here as the dancer. I'm actually here as the stylist or the hairstylist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I had to take, because sometimes I would feel like I was cheating on singing and then glorifying my dance and then cheating on my dancing and not singing. Like, and now I'm utilizing them both. You know what I mean? So you'll find it. It's what you feel the most. You feel most connected to.
Right.
And the fact that you could do a few of them, that's even better. If you can make a buck off of all of it, do it. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, not to say that we're here for the money, but still. Now, where can people find you on social medias?
On Instagram or Facebook. On Instagram, it's at Pandora's_diary.
Got it.
And then my Facebook is Pandora West.
Hey. And now, what's coming up? What's next for you? Like, where can we find you next? Like, if we wanted to, we're definitely gonna stay connected to you on the Instagram, so we know what you're doing next. But like, what do you have up and coming that we can support?
I actually have a dance competition coming up. It's more so I am competing because.
What? Okay, we gotta support y'all.
It's a ball, but. Because I just got my position as overall mother, I have things that I need to do as overall mother.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to compete, but it's mostly for my kids, making sure that, you know, they're together.
Yeah.
You know, got, you know, a certain look, a certain image, you know.
Do you do costume designing too?
No. I can't, like, I have a sewing machine, and I like to, in my spare moments, like when I'm feeling crafty or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, I make me stuff, but like just to sit and do it, no. I did that, no.
I'm not good at that. Only thing I could do is make a tutu. I can only make tutus. Like, that's it. I can't, I mean, I can bedazzle something, but I ain't good at no sewing. You'll be like, you know, what is this? Like, for real. So when are we looking forward to that? Will it be televised? Will it be go on live? How can we support you? And what's the best way to support you in this, in your competition?
It would, honestly, it's either going to be on, anything that I ever do is on either Ballroom Throwbacks on YouTube or on Kiki Vids.
Okay.
YouTube.
So we know to pay attention there. Okay, y'all heard it here first. That's Pandora's Diary. Hello, hello. Y'all know y'all got to stay tuned, follow her. The first person to follow, make sure you shout her out. And we're going to stay connected to you and support you. And we know you're going to be fruitful in everything that you're doing. I need some eyeshadow, so when you're ready, my biggest part of what I put on my face is blush and mascaras and a little eyelash, you know, and some eyeliner sometimes. So whatever you come out with, I'm going to support it because I love to support everyone that has their own business, so I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
And
likewise.
Thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate it, man.
No problem.
And you
got
to stay
thank
connected.
You.
When I get to New York, I got to be like, where y'all at?
Oh, definitely. I'm here for it.
Y'all heard it first, so stay connected to Pandora's Diary on Instagram, and we'll catch y'all up soon.
Miss 5678 Dances Report Podcast. close friends. Somehow you turn into my girlfriend. We used to tell each other everything. I even went and bought a diamond rings, matching earrings. Everything was so cool. Lately, baby, been acting so rude.
Rumors in the blogs that Young Thug sent this artist away so he could pursue music. His name is Little Baby with Close Friends.
I would hold you. Still remember how I approached you. I think I loved you before I knew you. Know we be f***ing before I shoot you.
Miss 5678 Dances Report Podcast.